I'm going to sing a song. And this song is a prayer. It was a song we used to do when I played guitar with a guy named Milan Lefevre back in the 80s. And we sang this song to end concerts, and we did it as our invitational song. And I've yet to find a better song as an invitation. Bow your heads and close your eyes, please. Counselors and pastor and everybody, come down if you need to and you want to pray with people. But don't hesitate. If you need to come on down, come down. Break my heart and change my mind. Cut me loose and ties that bind. Lead me as I follow you.
Don't let what people think get in between you and God either.
Give me the strength to follow through. Oh, more, more. I want to be more like Jesus. Yeah. More of Jesus, less of me. By His power, I will be like a flower in the spring, brand new. Holy Spirit, fill me up.
And by standing there, you're saying that I've got it all together with God. I don't need anything.
Gently overflow my cup. Ooh, touch my eyes and help me see.
Close, please. I want to say a prayer, and I want you to repeat it after me. Say it out loud so your neighbor can hear you. That way you're confessing Christ before man. Because Jesus said, if you confess me before men, I will confess you before my Father. But if you deny me before men, I will deny you before my Father. But only say this prayer if you really mean it. And even if you're the pastor or if you're the smallest child, if you know what you're saying and you really mean what you're saying, say it. It never hurts to reaffirm your faith. Say, Jesus, I know without you I'm a sinner. And I know that my sin deserves hell because it separates me from you. I trust you, Jesus, as my Lord and Savior, as my only hope of heaven. Come into my heart. Change me. Make me more like you and less like me every day. If there's anything in my life that stands between me and you, I lay it at your feet right now. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. If you said that prayer tonight and you really meant it, your life will change. Because Jesus will do what he says he'll do. He's faithful, even when we're not. And that's the bottom line. That's why Christianity works. If Christianity was dependent on us, forget it. Amen. Thank you so much for your patience, and thanks for listening to me. And I've really enjoyed being here. Pastor Jerry, come on up. Thank you.